Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, Nemo Misha-Forbes, says experts from the Republic of China-Taiwan will assist in evaluating this country's national disaster preparedness and response mechanism. She says a meeting will be held on Friday where the experts will share experiences in disaster prevention technology.
This Friday, actually, we will be meeting with your counterparts from Taiwan to start discussing how we can provide satellite imagery to the seismic research centers, which will allow them to better monitor what is happening at the volcano, especially the thermal imageries that we cannot see on a terminal, what is happening in the Earth's crust especially, because we can see what is on the surface, but sometimes we don't know what is happening underneath. So we actually have started that project, our minister. So that is the first part of engaging with the experts in Taiwan and our experts in Trinidad and here in St. Vincent, looking at that mapping and the thermal imagery and the satellite that will be able to provide some support.
Ms. Forbes says the project will also include aspects of enhancing the volcano monitoring facilities.
The next phase also is to look at the seismic equipment to strengthen the monitoring of the volcano. We know we have done a lot of work over the last few months, tremendous amount of work, which really allowed us to give the early warning for the volcano for the eruption. If we were not able to have that equipment in from January to about March, we would not have been able to give you that precise alert to really evacuate and for those persons. So we are going to now look at how we can enhance that whole monitoring network capability with the government and people of Republic of China, Taiwan, and really strengthen that going forward.
Nemo's director also said that efforts will be made to strengthen the country's earthquake warning systems.
We also look to the other components that we do not pay close attention to here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We do not normally have large earthquakes, but when we are a region that is prone to earthquakes. And I know, if you have been following closely, that we have earthquakes in and around us from time to time, whether it's in the south in Trinidad, to the east of us, or to the north of us. And the experts are saying we are long overdue for a big one. Who knows what is the big one? So we have to remember that we have to pay close attention to these particular hazards that affect us in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Taiwan will be able to partner with us in looking at that expert and exchange of knowledge in particular to look at our risk mapping for our critical infrastructure, the health sector, the public schools, the public buildings, etc. How are they? Are they really up to scratch in terms of earthquake resistance? So we look forward to that continued support and continue working with you in this particular project.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, Nemo Misha-Forbes. Monday, August 9th, marked 4 months since the first explosive eruption of the Lassofrère volcano. With today's Lassofrère volcano update, I am Dion John.